Sirat is the meaning of a path. Every person will have to cross over a path or bridge from the gathering place of Mahshar all the way to the gates of heaven. But it passes over, and some have said through hellfire. Anyone who slips and falls off the bridge falls straight down into hellfire. Some narrations tell us that for the faithless, the bridge will be thinner than hair, sharper than a sword's blade, and hotter than fire. Some crawl on it, and some cross it with a lot of difficulty while hanging from it. But those who are pious will cross it very quick without any harm. The Holy Quran says, "And there is not one of you but shall come to it. This is an unavoidable decree of your Lord." In some narrations, we are told that the bridge will have many stations. Each station will be a place for one of his duties of Islam. If one failed these duties in this world, then he or she will be punished. And if one complied with his duties in this world, then he or she will pass to the next station and so on, till they reach heaven. For example, when a person reaches the station of prayer, they will be questioned about it. If they used to take their prayer lightly, they will be punished. Or when a person reaches the station of khums and zakah, the one who neglected to pay the zakah or khums due on him will certainly not be allowed to pass. The station of the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the station of honesty and family ties, helping oppressed people, the station of fasting and more, all these we will have to go through. The Quran says, "Stop them, for they must be questioned." According to some, Sirat is a metaphor for the closest internal path to knowing God. Every person has in oneself paths to knowing God. This is manifested in Qiyamah as a bridge to the heaven. The Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam have traveled the closest and the fastest way to God. And this is why their way of knowledge is called Sirat al-Mustaqim, the right path. Those who hold on to the Holy Quran and Ahlul Bayt in this world will cross the bridge safely on the Day of Judgment. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "I leave behind two weighty things, the Book of Allah and my family, my Ahlul Bayt. If you hold on to them, you will never go astray after me. And these two will never separate until they return to me at the fountain."